Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, one thing about the Bible as I read it, I see absolute hopelessness for mankind, which is good to know. Once you come to the conclusion that it's absolutely hopeless for mankind, you can get to the answer. That's why Jesus Christ had to come, because mankind cannot get himself out of this jam. Mankind is inherently evil. Even at his best, he can't escape the wrath of God. The blood of the Lamb had to be shed. No matter how righteous a kingdom is, a person is, a family is, the righteousness is as filthy as rags, and it can't get them anywhere but the grave. Nowhere. Nowhere. And only righteous, holy things can get into the kingdom of heaven, which means none of us can. You can't jump over the wall to get in. You can't sneak in with your good works. You can't sneak in with your education. You can't sneak in with your family. You can't sneak in with anything other than faith that Jesus Christ was manifested, died on the cross for your sins, and was rose again, and loosed the Holy Spirit to live within you. So that's a good place to start. Because even Jesus himself said, I didn't come to condemn the world. And he goes on to say the world's condemned already. He didn't come to condemn it. He didn't come to tell us how bad it was. He came to save us. He came to be the ultimate sacrifice. And it was a plan that Satan would have never dreamed of. Satan thought he killed God when he killed Jesus. He thought he won. But he didn't realize God came as flesh. And so the flesh had to be destroyed. And that's what Jesus did at the cross. He took our flesh nature, your flesh nature, my flesh nature, and destroyed it. Therefore, giving us a way to escape it. What a wonderful story. You know, it does make sense when you think about it through the eyes of Christ and the mind of the Holy Spirit. But I want to read an interesting story that I think exemplifies, sums up humanity. But there again, there's every story sums up humanity in the Bible. But this one particularly lately, I've been reading it. I've been reading about the crucifixion. And I consider it amazing. Because here he had Jesus for 3 years now. He's been walking the planet, healing people, bringing them back from the dead. Massive amounts of people are gathering. Sometimes he would have to get on a boat and go out to the sea, and he would just go into villages, and it said they would put all the sickly, all the crippled, they would put them all out, and he would heal them all. He would set them all free. He was doing this for the Romans, the centurions. He was doing it for the Samaritan women. You know, they would grab him, try to just touch his, you know, touch his frayed cloth. But yet, they hung him on a cross. But this is where it gets interesting. Because Pilate had a tough time with this. Now, this is Luke 23, verse 13 is where I'm going to start. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, so everybody's together, the people, the rulers, and the chief priests. And he has them there for one reason, to talk about Jesus. And I bet you he didn't always do this. I bet you some people he just said off with him, and he went and had a burger and fries, but not with Jesus. And he said unto them, you have brought this man unto me as one that perverts the people. And behold, I have examined him before you and have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof you accuse him. Pilate's saying, I can't find anything wrong in this guy. And Pilate is the governor. Pilate has a sound mind. Pilate is educated. Pilate is the ruler, and he's trying to be fair and just here. And he's saying, I can't find anything wrong. And he's a Roman. He has nothing to do with the people of God. But, you know, inherently, he was still created by God in God's image. And inside of him, he knows, I can't find anything wrong with this man. Nor yet Herod. For I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. So he also sent to Herod. Pilate sent, you know, Jesus to Herod. They could not find anything wrong. It was the evil Jewish Pharisees. It was the children of the devil. Yes, it was those who could not follow Christ. They hated Jesus. They wanted him dead. Righteousness had nothing to do with it. And it's the same today. People will hate you as a Christian because you have the Spirit of the living God living in you. It won't make any sense at all. If you just say, I choose not to do it because I know my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would not want me to do it, they will hate you. I've had it recently done to me where I've seen countenances change when they hear my opinions and beliefs on certain objects. All of a sudden, I'm called every name in the book. Yes. Just because I choose Jesus. And we're warned. We are warned that they're going to throw us out of the synagogues, that they're going to hate us, and they're going to think they're doing God's service. They're going to actually think they're doing God's work when they hate us. That's where evil and good are totally flipped. Their conscience is seared. They don't even know they're evil anymore. They aren't even trying to be hiding anything. They're completely controlled by the powers of darkness. Just like you may have been before you came to know the Lord. If you were a barfly, if you were seeking after women, if you were drinking or wine, you didn't think you were doing anything wrong. Maybe in the beginning you did, when you had a little bit of a conscience, but after you did it 1, 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 times, no, now it became habitual, and your conscience became seared, and now that evil, disgusting behavior became a good time. That's what happens. That's what happens. That's why you and I have to hold fast to a sound, healthy mind based on the foundations of Jesus Christ, knowing his beliefs, through the Holy Spirit that lives within us, and not compromising and tolerating anything else. But at the same time, distinguishing the person from the powers of darkness, because we don't fight the person. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it is true. However, if that person is totally ruled by the powers of darkness, they might have to be cut off. Yes, but not in hatred, not in you elevating yourself above them, but you might have to cut them off just to go into prayer for them. Just to go in the prayer. But here's Pilate. He said, I will therefore chastise him and release him. So even Pilate, what a weakling. You know, he says, I'll give him a good hearty whipping. I'll make him look like hamburger. Maybe that'll suffice you. But then I'm going to release him. So this way, Pilate was in both worlds. Obviously, this guy's innocent. But for the sake of the crowds, I'll beat the living tar out of him. And then I'll just let him go. And then he tried to even double down on that, Pilate did. He said, for of necessity, I must release one of them at the feast. So he knew that he had to release one guy. So he assumed, of course, they're going to release Jesus. It's a no-brainer. But this is what happened. And they cried out all at once. All at once. The demons shout out of these people, shouted it all at once, saying, away with this man. Away with this man. And release unto us Barabbas. You know, that is mankind, gang. We'll destroy innocence, who Jesus was. Love, who Jesus was. Forgiveness, who Jesus was. Kindness, who Jesus was. The way, the truth, the life, the only one. We'll destroy and actually bring in the world. This is what we do when we choose sin. we choose Barabbas. That's what we do. When we choose sin as a Christian, we choose Barabbas. That's why we're told to have a sound mind. That's why we're told to take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, because this is insane. This is insane. For who for a certain sedition, that means insurrection, made in the city, and for murder was cast into prison. So our wonderful Savior, at the time of the crucifixion, and all mankind is stupid, and you were part of mankind until you got reborn, we choose daily Barabbas over Jesus. We choose the world, which is death. And that's what Barabbas signifies. He was a murderer. Death. Death. Mankind rather choose hell. Mankind rather choose death than the ultimate sacrifice. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake unto them again. But they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, this is the third time, he said unto them the third time, why? What evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chasten him and let him go. Pilate could have easily taken his authority and said, shut up, crowd, I'll have you all crucified. Just let him go. No, but he listened to the crowd. This is something for us to beware of, gang. I don't care if the whole internet, the whole crowd, the whole church, the whole whatever, if it goes against the Holy Spirit, if it goes against the Word of God, all right, don't go with it. Don't go with it. And don't go halfway like Pilate did. Oh, I'll just chasten him and then I'll release him. He should have just said, he's gone. See you, Jesus. You're out of here. But he went to the crowd. Forget the crowd, gang. Forget the crowd. Jesus didn't even want to deal with his own family. Remember, his family was outside the room and they said, hey, Jesus, your mom, your father, your mom, your brothers and sisters are all outside. He said, forget about that. He looked to the masses. He said, you are my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. Those who hear the word of God and do it, those are part of his family. And he said unto them a third time, why? What is evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chasten him and let him go. And they were instant, and meaning immediately, with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be done as they required. And he released unto them him for sedition and murder that was cast in the prison. So in other words, he ends up releasing Barabbas. And this is a testimony to you and I, Lord, guys, that, you know, when we choose the ways of the world, it could be bitterness, could be lust, sexual lust, fornication, adultery, whatever you might be getting in, you're saying, crucify my Savior, and I'm going to exchange him for Barabbas. That's what you're saying. You're being the part of death. Just remember, that conviction you're getting, a price was paid for it at the cross. My time is up. Stay in Jesus. Choose Christ. Fight the good fight of faith. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.